93.7 The Mountain and the Jamie Patrick Morning Show live from Frisco, Texas. Of course, we're here during ACM Awards Week, and we are lucky to sit down with not just artists that you are so familiar with, but new artists who are rising, and especially this has been a big year for female country music, and Annie Bosco joins us here on the Jamie Patrick Morning Show. Thanks so much for taking some time today.
Thank you for letting me be here. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, first off, how much coffee have you had? We were just having a conversation about, you know, how well you read our liners and stuff, and you were like, it depends on how much coffee. So where are you at on the coffee?
I am one of those don't talk to me till I've had it, and once I have it, the pep is in my step. And my voice probably jumps an octave. Hi, I'm Annie Bosco. It's like, I'm up here. I've had half a cold brew. The other half is waiting for me in the car. And I'm not going to lie. I wish I had it right now.
Yeah. So you're a cold brew person?
When I'm going hard, yeah. It depends. It's also less acid. So I think as a vocalist sometimes, it's I find it's not as acidic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Maybe she did cold brew in the afternoon or something because my voice could use it for the show.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's because of the steeping process.
Really?
Yeah. It sits overnight.
Instead
of automatic where it's more acidic, someone explained this to me once. I went, oh, my gosh. So as a singer, I prefer cold brew.
How many cups of coffee a day are you?
One to two.
One to two?
Yeah, in the morning.
You ever do like an afternoon pick-me-up or something like that sometimes, though?
I do, but when I do, I can't sleep. So I try to like do maybe a green tea because it affects my sleep.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
my wife's the same way. Annie Bosco joining the Jamie Patrick Morning Show. Talk about Neon Baby.
Oh, Neon Baby. I'm so thrilled. The reaction from this song has been so incredible. Yeah. So blessed to have the support. I moved to Nashville 18 years ago to do this.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're a West Coast girl, right?
I am.
California? What part of California are you from?
I'm from Ventura County.
Which is that southern?
North of LA, south of San Luis Obispo.
Yeah?
Yeah. And in fact, I got this cool belt buckle playing the San Luis Obispo
that is a
rodeo 3 nights ago.
That
my
is
name
awesome.
On it. So cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and my dad, agriculture farmer,
yeah.
Third generation. And so I, his love of country music rubbed off on me at a really young age.
Yeah.
That's what prompted me to move to Nashville and do this. So I think after so many years of doing it, you're definitely grateful to get your shot. Because I was always like, oh, I need to get the shot. How do I get the shot? It's going to kill me if I don't get my shot. Mm-hmm. So now feeling like I'm getting that and out at radio and playing shows and hearing people sing the words to Neon Baby is just so cool.
It's
and I'm proud to
be
making music that really, truly feels and sounds country.
18 years, that like perseverance would be the word,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I am the last man standing, never give
there
up story, for sure.
That's awesome. So I did this yesterday with an artist that came through.
Yeah.
I like to go and I'll Google, you know, and we know quite a bit about you already, but I thought, I'm going to find out what people are also asking about Annie Bosco.
Yeah.
And it always brings up the first thing. I don't know if you ever Googled yourself or not, but one of the things that people wanted to ask is, where does Annie Bosco live now? And it's like she's been in Nashville for 18 years. But the interesting part was they actually, they published your address. So, no, I'm kidding.
I'm like, please don't say that on air. Please. And hey, I've moved so much, it's probably not the right address.
Probably not the right one. Yeah. Annie Bosco, thanks for joining us here on the mountain.
Thank you so much, you guys. Appreciate it.